neat opportunity to get inside of her head a bit. Thank you for being along with us here today at the Saturday Light Brigade. Janice Ian, again, who we're looking for, turning 71 years of age today. We'll have another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. And now, with apologies to mothers-in-law everywhere, Alan Sherman uses the trope to make us smile a little bit.
Your mother's here to stay. Not just a year, but ever and a day. She came to stay just for Mother's Day with the kids and you and me. And that was Mother's Day of 1953. If it appears that I've become a grouch, it's all these years of sleeping on the couch. I hear Gibraltar just tumbled, the Rockies just crumbled. I knew they'd go someday, but your mother's here to stay. If she'd go back, if she'd just say goodbye, I'd help her pack. And as she left, I'd cry. She just complains with her aches and pains, and her arteries are hard. How come she's out there playing leapfrog in the yard? Evening snack would feed a herd of elk. Then she sits back and watches Lawrence Welk. I'm taking you and the cherubs, and just like the Arabs, we'll silently steal away and leave Mother here to stay.
Alan Sherman. And good morning to, we just had a question. Oh, it was from Jim in Black Ridge wanting to know if Janice Ian wrote the song Amsterdam, which was probably best associated with Joan Baez. And indeed, she co-wrote it with Buddy Montlock. So there's the answer to that. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Someone taller, not your mom. Use a ladder, not your mom. Right in the middle of your winter's fun, here comes a cough and an ache in your tongue. You start to sneeze and your nose to run. Stop! Never wipe your nose on your mom.
Use a Kleenex, not your mom. Use a hanky, not your mom. Use a tablecloth, not your mom. Use any old thing, but not your mom. You never need a pillow if you got your mom. Lay your head down on your mom. Use a napkin, not 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 your mom.
Kathy Kalick here at the Saturday Light Brigade. An opportunity for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up shortly with our crossword puzzle of the air.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's spacial.com.
We hope you will come see our new 3,500 square foot youth media center during one of many open houses planned for the spring and summer. Dates include today, where between 10 a.m. and 4 in the afternoon, you can see us as part of Doors Open Pittsburgh. Look for our greeters just above and outside of the building in which our studios are located. They'll point you in the direction of our Youth Media Center. Ricky and I will be here from roughly 10, well, we'll certainly be here from exactly 10 to noon, and then thereafter until about 1 or so. We have other SLB staff members here, clear up until 4 o'clock. You can watch part of the radio program if you would like to. And even say hello on the radio if you come between 10 and noon. That's today, May 7th. And then coming up on Thursday, May 19th, between 3 and 6 o'clock, you can come visit during Remake Learning Days. Here's hoping we'll see you. And if you can't make either of those dates, we'll have more scheduled too coming up. We can't wait to have you stop by and see what you've helped us build. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's our crossword puzzle of the air. Listen carefully. We will give you the clue you need. And we've filled in a few of the letters for you too. See if you can figure out the word we're looking for. The clue is perplexing passages. Perplexing passages. The word has nine letters. Nine letters. And the third letter is B. The eighth letter is T. The third letter is B. The eighth letter is T. The word is nine letters altogether. And the clue, perplexing passages. If you think you know what that word is, I hope you'll join us. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. 412-200-5975. 1-888-752-7234. Scratching your head a bit. We'll give you more letters if need be between now and the bottom of the hour. Good luck.
Your day breaks, your mind aches. You find that all her words of kindness linger on when she no longer needs you. She wakes up, she makes up. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You stay home, she goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone. She doesn't need him. Day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her.
Like me, they spend their time on the deep blue sea. I met a lot of friends just like me. I won't get home till I'm old, dear mom. I won't get home till I'm old. Well, I got me a job way across town, and I won't get home till I'm old. There's sure a lot of folks way up here. They scurry around like they're in a hurry. There's sure a lot of folks way up here. Sometimes they live in the street, dear mom. Sometimes they live in the street. No coat for their back, no shoes for their feet. Sometimes they live in the street. I won't get home till I'm old. Job way across town, and I won't get home till I'm old. Well, I've got me a job way across town, and I won't get home till I'm old.
The Saturday Light Brigade, that is Wayne Taylor and Dear Mom. And you heard Gary Negbauer and For No One from his album You've Got to Be Carefully Taught. Nice to have you with us. And our puzzle has been challenging a number of people today. The clue is perplexing passages. We're looking for a nine-letter word. The third letter is B. The eighth letter is T. The fourth letter is Y. So the third letter is B. The fourth letter is Y, and the eighth letter is T. 412-200-5975. If you would like to take a guess, good luck. We had a few guesses of catacomb. Not catacomb. Linda and Collier got the correct answer. Here now, too, is a correct answer from Zach in Pittsburgh. Good morning, Zach. Well done. And we'll leave things open for a little bit this morning. If you are listening in Grove City, Pennsylvania, at 91.1 FM. Let us know. Drop us a quick text at 412-200-5975. We're so proud to be back at 91.1 WSAJ. Let us know you're tuned in and listening, or feel free to call us. I'm doing a quick check for other correct answers. And now I'm saying hello to Tom in McCandless. Good morning, Tom. Oh, hang on, Tom. Now I'm saying hello to Tom in McCandless.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. I pressed the button with not quite enough force. Yeah, I don't know which. either the button is getting a greater Hooke's constant behind it, or I'm getting weak in the index finger.
Well, maybe if you'd done it on Wednesday, it would have worked easier.
On Wednesday?
Yeah, May the 4th.
Oh, right. It did take me a second. Gabe just got this out in McCandless, and I think I mentioned Linda also had it, and a correct answer from Tommy just coming in. What's the word that you came up with?
Well, there were a maze of solutions, but I didn't select maze because Jack Nicholson kind of gave it a bad reputation. But I picked labyrinth.
Officially three syllables, labyrinth. Right.
It's kind of funny because I just finished reading a book that compares Lazarus to mazes.
Oh.
And,
well, they both have Z's in them.
Well, the author says, according to an, because the book's called The Puzzler, and it's about all kinds of different puzzles that you can encounter. And, you know, he talked to experts in different puzzles and stuff, but the one expert on Lazarus and mazes said a Lazarus is designed to lower your blood pressure and a maze is designed to increase your blood pressure.
I like that because labyrinths are, I mean, there are prayer pathways created in fields that are called labyrinths where you sort of meditate or practice mindfulness by following the path indicated. There used to be a game called Labyrinth that, do you remember this? It was a tilted wooden square with a maze that you would try to lead a silver ball through the square by twisting knobs.
Oh, I think my wife's parents had one, and they would always play it with a cat. I mean, they had a cat, and the cat would always try to follow the ball through there.
With its paw, or was it actually...
No, it was looking with its nose, or I guess its paw. I could, you know. But I remember my father-in-law was the type that always have these things at the house. That some of them he made himself, and so somebody comes to visit, and the first thing he does is grab them and say, figure this out, or something like that.
Oh, that's funny. We had one, and we loved to play with that as kids. It was just one of our most favorite things. And
well, I was going to say,
what's that?
I was going to say that over at the Sisters of Divine Providence over here in McCandless, they have a labyrinth, kind of faces Passman Hospital, but right now they have a fence around it because they have construction going on.
But otherwise, they do have it for people to walk through.
Right.
Very nice.
Right.
I love those when I've seen them there.
In that puzzle book, there's a puzzle that you might be able to figure out. Can you access the Pittsburgh Zoo website?
I can't while we're talking, but I can try. What's the puzzle?
Well, what you need to do is there's a tree that's part of their logo.
Okay.
And in the tree, there's two things in the tree, and you need to figure out what those two things are.
And that's in the puzzle book.
Right, right. That was one of his examples of where you have to look at things and you have to figure out what's in them. You know, there's different things that can be in a picture or whatever, or drawing, and you have to kind of figure out what they are. And
oh,
one in the
I know this. Yeah, there is a. I'm looking at it now. I tried. It's a little hard, but I just got it up on the screen here. I mean, it looks like a lion on the right-hand side in the reverse space of the tree. And the left-hand side, I'm having a little trouble. It might be maybe a rhino or, I mean, it's definitely an animal.
It's supposed to be a baboon.
Oh, okay. I see that. But yeah, that's kind of like the arrow in FedEx that... it is sort of ubiquitously known as that subliminal arrow moving, right?
Right.
Very interesting. I like it.
And there was another one he gave. It said, what odd number, if you remove a character, becomes an even?
Oh, I know what that is. 7.
Right.
And I did not know that ahead of time. It just popped into my head. I like it. Well, thank you for taking us on a labyrinth here. Now I'm looking at the giraffes on the zoo page and want to go see them.
Well, you know, as far as mazes goes, he mentioned that the first corn maze was in Pennsylvania.
I could see that. Did he say the city?
Yeah, he mentioned it's a small town. I mean, it's over in eastern PA. I looked on the map and kind of found it, and it's somewhere in the general vicinity of Lancaster area.
Hmm.
But supposedly somebody from Disney, I think the name sounded familiar. He was flying over the area and saw all the corn, you know, growing, and he said, just pop up into his mind and says, oh, that's a good place for a corn maze. And so somehow he got together with some farmers or something, and they built the first corn maze.
Interesting. Somebody had to have the idea. Right? well done, Tom.
Okay.
Thanks. Good to talk to you, as always. And a Saturday Light Brigade charge to you if you came up with the word labyrinth. Labyrinth. That's our answer for today. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in about 15 minutes. It's great to have you here at the show that gets your weekend off to a good start.
I've been up and down and round and round and back again. In so many places I can't remember where or when. And my only boss was the clock on the wall and my only friend. Never really was a friend at all. I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less. Lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time. I've turned inside out and round about and back and then. Found myself right back where I started again. Once I had myself a million, now I've only got a dime. The difference don't seem quite as bad today. With a nickel or a million, I was searching all the time. Something that I'd never lost or left behind. I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less. Lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time. I've turned inside out and around about and back and then. Found myself right back where I started again. Now I'm in my second circle and I'm heading for the top. Learned a lot of things along the way. I'll be careful while I'm climbing, cause it hurts a lot to drop. When you're down, nobody gives a damn anyway. I've traded love for pennies, sold my soul for less, lost my ideals in that long tunnel of time. I've turned inside out and around about and back and then found myself right back where I started again.
The Saturday Light Brigade, and there you've got Jim Croce. Did you recognize Jim Croce? Along with his wife, Ingrid Croce. I remember having that LP in our library years ago. Jim and Ingrid Croce. And that song is called Age. He released it on a later album as well. That goes back before he had his hardly overnight success. He worked long and hard. Bruce tells us there is a labyrinth available at Chatham University for walking, so you can look at that if you happen to be on the campus of the college at Chatham University. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up shortly. Commencement day, if you're graduating today, like the folks at Muskingum University, listening at 90.7 WMCO, New Concord. Congratulations to anyone who may be graduating today, but also to folks that are at Muskingum. Coming up, you're going to get a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge as we offer our high clue. We also are going to have the great pleasure of talking with a real musical superstar, somebody whose story you might not know completely, but whose voice I think you're going to recognize and whose music certainly has been in your ears before. Gerald Alston is lead singer of the Manhattans, and Gerald Alston of the Manhattans will be with us in about 20 minutes. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings on a network of great community radio stations and internet radio stations and streaming services, including Tube City Online at WMCK, FM McKeesport, PCTV, Comcast 21, Verizon 47, Pittsburgh, Loudspeaker 1, Fort Collins, Colorado, Audio Now at area code 515-605-9542. Tune in Simple Radio, Streama, Radio Garden, and other streaming services and apps, and slbradio.org/radio.
Hello.
Hello, Joni. This is me.
Say, I found that recipe for orange cocoa cakes. Oh, Joni, get a pencil quick, because can you believe I'm by myself? Al's at work, the kids are out there playing house. All three of them, they're all out on the deck. 1/2 cup unsweetened cocoa, 1/2 cup of boiling water, 1/4 cup of butter, and 1/4 cup of shortening, 2 cups sugar, 1/8 teaspoon salt, teaspoon of vanilla, 1 1/2 teaspoons baking soda. Excuse me just a sec. Dave, dear, I'm right over here. Would you like some crackers and bologna? Are you having fun? Don't get too much sun. Please excuse me while I talk to Joni. 2 eggs, Joni, David, David, crackers, dear, not malted milk, balls in the cupboard. Joni, 1 cup buttermilk or sour milk, 1 3/4 cups unsifted, ring bologna in the fridge, unsifted, general purpose. David, did you really check? 1 3/4 cups unsifted, general purpose flour, Joni, there I finally got it out. Okay, David, malted milk balls, only 5 3/4 teaspoon grated orange peel, 1/4 teaspoon orange extract. Uh-oh, excuse me just a sec. Liz, Ben, I'm here in the den. Would you like some crackers and bologna? Are you having fun? Don't get too much sun. Please excuse me while I talk to Joni. Joni, 1 more 1/8 teaspoon of Lizzie. What's the matter, dear? Baking soda, Joni. Lizzie, don't hit Benji. That's uncalled for. That's okay, Ben. Joni, 3 more tablespoons of buttermilk or sour milk. Oh, come here, Liz. What's that on your neck? Now don't worry, Liz, it's only 1 real tiny tick. Someone, David, go and get the tweezers. Joni, maybe in the bathroom. Joni, maybe we should bend. Don't cry, have 1 more malted milk ball. Lizzie, Mom will be right there, but excuse me just a sec. Really gotta go, Joan, see about a tick. We're gonna have a party with the neighborhood kids. Then Lizzie has to go to an appointment at 11, and I'm taking Benji too because we have to buy a costume. He's in a play tomorrow over at the church. Isn't it tomorrow, Benji? Benji, where'd you go? Lizzie, isn't Benji gonna play a piece of pie tomorrow? I remember now, a pumpkin pie. Lizzie can't go, there's a party in the park for all the people with cats. Boy, you know she gotta go to that. And Daddy gotta take her in the kitty and the Chevy. After that, we have to reconnoiter over at the big boy. Gotta go, Joan. By the way, did you ever reconsider getting married, having children of your own? Turn the television down, your mother's on the telephone. Call you back, Joan, toodaloo.
There is the song Orange Cocoa Cake from Kathy Fink and Marcy Marks here at the Saturday Light Brigade. A big welcome back to WSAJ listeners at 91.1 FM. Thank you for being here. Let us know how things sound, please. We've actually had a couple great signal reports today. And it's wonderful to be back with you if you're listening at WSAJ. No matter where you are listening, we're happy to have you here. Did you ever wonder how the Saturday Light Brigade gets created? You can get a little peek behind the scenes today as part of Doors Open Pittsburgh and its Northside Tour. We will be open right here, our broadcast studios, as well as our brand new Youth Media Center, between 10 and 4 o'clock today as part of Doors Open Pittsburgh and its Northside Tour. That's today, May 7th. Come on by, say hello on the radio, if you care to. And you can take a look at how things have come together. It would be our pleasure to welcome you right here at the Saturday Light Brigade.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from the Allegheny Regional Asset District, putting Allegheny County sales tax dollars to work in regional libraries, parks, sports facilities, and arts and culture programs. Learn more at radworkshere.org.
Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. It's time for this morning's High Clue. 17 syllables leading you to one answer. Here's our high clue. See if you can figure out the answer to it. Fits in a pocket. It's comb, reed, and cover plates are powered by air. Fits in a pocket. Its comb, reed, and cover plates are powered by air. I was auditing the haiku as I gave it to you that time. Do you know the answer? Share it with us. 412-200-5975. Let's get you on the radio with your answer if you can come up with it. 412-200-5975 or 1-888-752-7234. Good luck with this morning's high clue.
These days, I seem to do a lot of dreaming. I've forgotten all my scheming. Just try to be in the here and now. These days, full of ever more distraction, I can find my satisfaction in the faces of these good friends all around. These are the brand new good old days. My used to was got stuck way back yesterday. It's never more now than it is today. These are the brand new good old days. These days, we won't be getting any younger. And before time takes us under, I'm living big every minute of every day. These days, I don't think about tomorrow, 'cause the time just can't be borrowed, and tomorrow's just turned to yesterday. These are the brand new good old days that used to was stuck back in yesterday. It's never more now than it is today. These are the brand new.
Johnny got up one morning, went down to the company store, got him a big box of bullets to fit into his .44. The store man said, "Son, are you gonna work? You know you owe me too much to stop." Johnny said, "I got a little working to do, but I ain't going by your clock." The people said John was a slacker, 'cause he wouldn't fight in their war. You know a man wasn't much if he wouldn't fight back in 1944. The doctor said John was too sick to go, but the people said that he was a coward. And one of the men making fun of him was a fella named Milton Howard. Well, Milton was down at the cold spring, drinking from a mason jar. Milton said, "John, you better get yourself to work. You're gonna fool around till you get fired." Johnny blew the dust from his old .44, the two holes in Milton's head. When Johnny walked off to get some more shooting done, that old cold spring was running red. The next guy he met was a Stegall boy, and the boy had a hammer in his hand. Johnny said, "Son, you should have built yourself a box. You're headed for the promised land." Stegall fell down to his knees to pray, and he cried, "Oh, Johnny, please don't shoot." Before he got halfway to saying amen, well, old John shot him out of his boots. Word went out through the county that old John had lost his head. People were running and screaming, and there were seven of them lying there dead. Johnny hid out in a farmhouse, satisfaction in his eyes. He said, I know they're coming to get me, boys, but they ain't gonna take me alive. People gathered round that old farmhouse, the relatives of all them dead. Johnny said, Sheriff, if you come through that door, I'm gonna fill you plumb full of lead. The sheriff kicked down that old farmhouse door, but old John's gun would not shoot. Johnny smiled up at the sheriff and said, the Lord must thank a lot of you. They took old John to the jailhouse, he entered in a guilty plea. The judge said death in the electric chair causes murder in the first degree. John's last meal was a lot of fried chicken, cold beans, and baby squash. He ate every bite that they gave him, then he smiled and said, I thank you all a lot. They strapped old John to the electric chair, they shaved his ankles and his head. The preacher said, son, have you got something to say? In a minute you're gonna be dead. John said, I ain't no coward, and the people know I won't run. Then Johnny smiled up at the warden and said, turn it on, turn it on, turn it on.
Charlie Sizemore. Great vocal in that song, Turn It On, Turn It On, Turn It On, its name. From the album, The Story Is, that song was written by Tom T. Hall, Leftover Salmon before that, and the brand new Good Old Days. Here's our high clue. One more time for you. Fits in a pocket. It's comb, reed, and cover plates are powered by air. Charlie, good morning. Not a chimney. I see where you're going there. Good guess. Not a chimney. Annie, out in suburban Philadelphia, came up with the correct answer. Tom and McCandless got it. John and Addie got it. Thanks for being here with us. Sharon, you got the correct answer. She is in King, North Carolina. John in Carrick has the correct answer. A good guess from Jim in Blackridge of a comb. Not quite. Tommy in Virginia guessed kazoo. And then came up with the correct answer, as did Zach in the city of Pittsburgh. Bruce came up with the correct answer, and here is a correct answer from Bob in Washington. We'll give you another moment. Not a kazoo. Ted and Baldwin just got the correct answer. Well done, Ted. And you're listening to Dan Kaplan with hardly a subliminal hint. Fits in a pocket, it's comb, reed, and cover plates are powered by air. Our high clue answer is harmonica. Harmonica. And this song is called John Lee, played by Dan Kaplan, using the comb and the reed and cover plate that fit together to form a harmonica. Congratulations, if you came up with harmonica, the answer to today's high clue. Another chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up right around the corner. Jim in Blackridge just got the correct answer, so did Linda in Collier. And coming up in just a moment, we have something very special that'll make you happy you tuned in today. Even happier that you tuned in today, I hope. We're going to take you back a little bit. Perhaps make you feel a little bit younger. Or, as somebody said to me earlier today, perhaps make you feel like that happened before I was born, but I still like it. Earlier in the week, I heard that. Take a listen to this, see if it makes sense.
This has got to be
sense.
The saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss and say goodbye.
Oh, here it comes.
I had to meet you here today.
Kissandsaygoodbye.com is the website of the Manhattans. Featuring Gerald Alston and the man, his own self, is here right now. Good morning, Mr. Alston. How are you?
Just fine, Larry, and yourself?
I'm good. I'm so happy that you're here. And I could listen to this song over and over and over again. It's amazing.
Thank you.
The memories that comes up. Mr. Alston is the I'll say it because it's a fact. You are the one of the original Manhattans active and singing, and you're going to be coming to Pittsburgh tonight. Joyce Magerson Moore is here from New Horizon Theater. Good morning, Joyce.
Oh, good morning, Larry, and good morning, Gerald.
Do you feel this song down to your toes here? tell me about how the show is going to be, Joyce, in terms of the particulars, and then we'll ask Mr. Alston if he can tell us a bit about what the show will be like, but you can let us know the details about who it's benefiting and how to get tickets and all of that good stuff.
Okay, well, it benefits New Horizon Theater, and you know that we do live stage performances in Pittsburgh throughout the year. We have not done this annual special event for 3 years now because of the pandemic, so we're excited to have Gerald Alston here with us to open this up again for us on live stage and also for our 30th anniversary season. And I always brag about that because we have an all-volunteer core, persons who have volunteered from 1 to 30 years to keep this going. And so we're excited about it. And people can get their tickets by going to Dorsey's Record Shop on Frankstown Avenue. They can go online to New Horizon, theater.org, and a link to Kelly Strayhorn. And that's where we will be tonight. And the night's going to be a wonderful evening because we'll have an opening act for the Manhattans featuring Gerald Alston with an excerpt from New Horizon Theater's last play, The Green Book. So they'll get to see a few of our actors, and then Gerald will take the stage after that. And, of course, Chris Moore will be the MC. Elaine Effort is going to be the announcer. And it's just going to be an all-around great night, so we want them to come out. Get your tickets. You can buy tickets also at the door. And we have wonderful volunteers who will help you find the best seating that's possible.
And what a important opportunity to support great theater here in the Pittsburgh area. And then a great chance to have fun doing so as you see the concerts. Mr. Alston, are you on stage much these days? Are you traveling a bit?
Yes, we, since the country, the world has opened up a little more since the pandemic, we have been very busy. A couple of weeks ago, we were in Brazil. Last week, we were in Ensenada. And tonight, we're in Pittsburgh.
Yay!
And we haven't been to Pittsburgh in a while and looking forward to it.
Do you have people coming up to you a lot saying, like, you played, I played your record, What I Proposed, to my now wife, or we broke up, but it got back together.
Oh, yes. In fact, when we played Brazil a couple of years ago, we were in the lobby just horsing, just having a little music jam session. And I started singing Forever By Your Side. And this gentleman got up and proposed to his fiance, and we went back this year. They had gotten married, and they made it their one of the promises they made to each other that when we come back, that they would come to see us. And they were there at the same hotel and everything. It was wonderful.
Oh, how many years was that, Gerald, that they stayed married?
Well, they got married. We were there in 18.
Oh, okay.
And they got married right after we left.
Oh, okay.
And they're still married. Yeah.
About 4 years. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, this is another big hit you might remember. Another monster hit, The Manhattans, featuring Gerald Alston, with the very well named website, Let's Just Kiss and Say Goodbye.com. That makes it quite easy. I'm sure you're playing some new songs too. I know you have incorporated gospel into your music always, at least if my memory is right. And you've got a pretty sharp group of fellow singers and musicians with you too, right?
Oh, yes. East Coast Connection is musicians. And these guys are simply wonderful. That's my family. That is my Manhattan family. And these guys are awesome. And please, all my fans and friends, come out tonight and check it out, because you will have a wonderful time. You will truly enjoy yourself. And we have new music that we'll be doing tonight from we have a CD that's titled The Manhattans featuring Gerald Alston. The legacy continues, and we have a couple of songs that we will be performing tonight from that CD.
It sounds like it's a great opportunity. And the Manhattans featuring Gerald Alston are starting to travel all over the country. Just to give you a sense, after tonight, next week, he'll be in Bakersfield, California. And then in June, in Florida, Alabama, Maryland. So this is special. You don't get, thanks to New Horizon Theater, Pittsburgh is on the map of this man's itinerary.
And then the other thing, too, is that, as Gerald mentioned, they'll have their band. And, you know, last time we didn't have that. And so this is going to be something new for the Pittsburgh audience, too. And the people can drive over if you're listening to us from Cleveland. You're not that far away, Youngstown, and all around. We'll look forward to seeing you. We'll be right there to sell your tickets.
And hear you hear the fact that Mr. Alston is in the airport. We knew this. And we're catching you just before you hop the plane, so we want to be careful with our time. I knew that was going to happen eventually. Sir, I do want to wish you a good road, or a good air road as you head here. But is there anything else you'd like the audience to know or you'd like to say before we get you on the plane?
Well, I'd like to thank all of our many fans for the many years of support. This August, Manhattan celebrates 60 years of performing. And we just like to thank all of our fans for their support. Also thank Miss Joyce Murchison Moore and New Horizon Theater for inviting us back. And we are looking to enjoy ourselves tonight. And I'm asking all of our fans, please, please come out and join us this evening. You are going to have a wonderful time.
Great. You'll get me all excited right now. I'm ready to start getting dressed so I can get over to the theater. And we'll be at Kelly Strayhorn on 5941 Penn Avenue. So come out to see us.
They'll be dancing in the aisles, I'm sure. Mr. Alston, thank you. And Dr. Moore, always good to speak with you. NewHorizonTheater.org is how you can get additional details. And we'll see you both soon.
Okay,
take care.
Thank you. Right. Have a safe flight, Gerald.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
And again, that's tonight at the Kelly Strayhorn Theater. Our pleasure to support New Horizon Theater, a great nonprofit organization bringing great theater to the area. We've linked to their website, or simply go to newhorizontheater.org for additional details.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Now I'm singing all those Manhattan songs in my head. I need another sound to put into my head. I wonder if there's a chance that might... Oh, sounds like one is going to happen in just a moment. The Sound Hound is going to come by and give us a chance to see if we can figure out the sound that he's brought with him this morning. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP-FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
I sat down at the counter with a menu in my hand. When I saw what was behind it, I hit a grand slam. I saw my soda fountain, baby. I saw my soda fountain, baby. I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream, and that's ice cream for her. She asked me, and just the way she said it got me higher than a kite. I saw my soda fountain, baby. I saw my soda jerking, baby. I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream, and that's ice cream for her. By the time she brought my sundae, I could not eat a bite. I let it drip all over as I stared with all my might at my soda fountain, baby. That's my milkshake, and mama, I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream, and that's ice cream for her. Strawberry, raspberry, chocolate, a fudge, bananas and some whipped cream could make me budge. Maraschino cherry is the sitting on the top. Even some spumoni couldn't get me from that shop. And then I had a root beer. As I paid my check, I wondered, heck, would she ever call me dear? I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream, and that's ice cream for her. That's what I do. Got off work. And later we got married and had a bunch of little jerks. That's my soda jerking, mama. That's my milkshake, mother. I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream, and that's ice cream for strawberry, raspberry, chocolate, and fudge. Bananas and some whipped cream couldn't make me fudge. Maraschino cherries sitting on the top. Even some spumoni couldn't get me from that shop. And then I had a root beer. As I paid my check, I wondered, heck, would she ever call me dear? I saw the girl who keeps the ice cream, and now it's ice cream for her. Next time you're hungry, take my advice. Try the soda fountain. It could be just as nice. It could be just as nice. It could be just as nice.
Milkshake and mama. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks. Here at the Saturday Light Brigade, the Sound Hound.